Returning to the earlier example, an FFR pullback assessment could be used to evaluate the individual lesions, but it's not a quick or easy procedure. First, an FFR pullback can only be performed using an IV-administered hyperemic agent. Second, because of the way that the lesions interact, the FFR values of the remaining lesions will change once you treat the first lesion, requiring at least a second FFR assessment. How many times have you seen a physician treat the distal lesion only to have the proximal lesion change in significance when reevaluated? FFR is unable to give the consistent individual ischemic contribution for each lesion in the vessel.